Okay, we're going to catch up with Justin Wadsworth, the head coach of the Canadian team. Had a good start, great start to the Tour de Ski with Alex Harvey placing sixth today. Tough course out there, eh, Justin? How was it?
Yeah, it was a bit tougher than it had been the day before. The day before in training, it was very firm and fast. Today was definitely soft and a lot slower, so it was made the course noticeably tougher.
Yeah, it looked like it was a tough day out there, especially the women starting. It was misty. It cleared up a bit for the men, but it still didn't get that much easier. I noticed when Alex came across the finish, he pointed to his skis, so he was really happy with his skis today.
Yeah, I think we had very good boards today. Guys are skiing on some new skis, which is nice to see, and brand new. So, yeah, everyone felt like they had good skis today. It was great.
Cool. I think the next best place Canadian was Ivan, who's having a pretty decent start to the year, maybe a little less than he hoped for. Talk about the other guys.
Yeah, well, to Ivan, I mean, he was 32nd today, which is, for a prologue, I think a personal best for him. So he's still showing that he's on good form. And, if he's going like this in the prologue, it should be pretty fun when it comes to the point-to-point race and the uphill finish. So Ivan's still going well, which is good to see. Yep. Devin felt a little flat today. He's been feeling a lot better in training in Davos than he has the rest of the season, but he's still kind of going in and out of feeling good one day and not so good. But so I think he's still fine, though. I mean, he's been in this almost same position before, and the pack will probably come together tomorrow, and hopefully he can have a good day tomorrow. And then Lenny was just a couple seconds behind him,
sure.
I think like a second and a half, and he had a good start, running 20th about halfway through the race, but then faded back. I think, you know, he still, it shows you still got to pace these prologues, even though they're short.
Yeah, I think the prologues tend to be one of the more cagey races for a lot of racers out there. The pacing is very important. How is Lenny's hand doing?
Yeah, his hand seems good, and so everything's going well, and I think his training's been going pretty well. Today, I think he skied really technically well and stuff. He just, like I said, he paced it a little bit on the wrong way, so it's a learning thing for him. He's done a few prologues, but still not that many compared to the other guys.
Sure, and coming back to Devin, of course, the Tour de Ski has always been an important race for him, and he's starting off a little bit less than maybe he'd like, but do you feel that both Harvey and Devin staying out of the skiathlon and recovering from all the travel, etc., has served them well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we didn't sit them out that day because we wanted to rest, per se, for the Tour de Ski, but we had to sit them out because they were really tired at that point. And so that was a tough decision on our part. But, I mean, now it's definitely, I mean, it's, we had to do something we had to do. And for the rest of the season, I mean, they just wouldn't have been able to really, let's just say, compete in that skiathlon in Canmore. I mean, they just wouldn't have been there. So it was a pretty no-brainer decision to keep him out of that. But for sure, for Alex, it's you know, paid off. He's back in the top 10 now where he belongs, and I think Devin will be soon to follow.
Very good. So what's the condition supposed to be like tomorrow for the next race? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, it's supposed to clear off. It did clear off right at the end of the race. We actually saw some blue skies, and it was foggy for most of the race. But then I think it could cool off and firm up a bit more tomorrow. But, you know, there's so many skiers on the course, and when they have this kind of conditions, it normally breaks down. So we'll see. We'll see. It could be firm if it gets enough moisture and gets cold enough tonight. It could stay firm for the race tomorrow.
Cool. We noticed a tweet by Ivan on the team bus, and we're noticing that there's a lot more activity in the buses by other teams. Is that your take?
Still the only team that has a bus. The rest of the teams have new waxing trucks. There's a lot of teams with waxing trucks now.
Okay.
And we've put a lot of thought into a waxing truck, and our technicians at this point still feel like they're a lot more mobile, and things are working well just to pack and unpack. The only reason we'd ever go to a truck at this point would probably be for the air quality, which is very important. I mean, I'm very concerned in most of the venues about the air quality from the organizing committee's wax trailers. So we brought this up to the FIS a couple times, but they say it's costing the organizers a lot of money to provide this kind of ventilation, but it's also very costly to die.
Sure.
Of lung cancer or something down the road. So I just, that would be one reason why we'd really look hard at going to a wax truck. But right now we just have the bus for the tour for the athletes to recover in, and that's working well again, and will work really well tomorrow after the race when they have a 7-hour journey down to Switzerland.
Absolutely. Is it the same bus you had last year or something new?
Nope, same bus, same driver, same bus. It is the third year in a row now, and it's worked well in the past. So with the guys are... You know, we get right in it now and feel almost at home. So,
well, it looks funky and nice graphics. So thanks for spending time with us, Justin, and we wish you all the best with the rest of the tour.
All right. Thanks, Benjamin.
Take care.
Bye-bye.